Happy Maranatha Monday. Hopefully you have the day off. I just wanted to go ahead and say this because I truly feel like something is going to happen soon, whether it be, I don't know, who knows, but something great and grand is going to happen soon, because JD keeps saying the end is not near, it's here, and I feel it in my bones. Yesterday I was listening to the book of Luke, and that's the story of how Jesus came to be and how Elizabeth was old in her age, and Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, came down and told her that she would have a baby, and to name that baby John, not, you know, as the prophet, you know, John the Baptist. And in reading that and listening to that, there was a question that arose: if a woman, you know, marries a man and he dies, and she married, you know, back then you'd have to marry the brother and so on and so forth, you know, who is she going to be, you know, when they wake up? And I guess the person that was asking this question was trying to trick Jesus, because they were trying to mess him up so they could kill him and get him in trouble. And if they hate you for Jesus' name's sake, I mean, be thankful. That's why I'm so thankful that people hate me and people think I'm weird, because they hate me because I speak the truth. And I just, glory be to God, you know? I wanted marriage to mean something here, and it doesn't, and it will never mean anything here. I don't feel, I mean, especially if they tell you in court you can't bring up the word God or Jesus. And I shared this with my testimony in church, and they said, you know, the whole meaning of marriage is to kind of be like the bride to God, to be, we're really married to Jesus and not to anybody else, and Jesus should come first. And I know that now. And most importantly, know this, because this is a very important part that I read in the Bible, that the people only in this world get married, but in the future world, no one who is worthy to rise from death will either marry or die. They will be like the angels and will be God's children because they have been raised to life. In the story about the burning bush, Moses clearly shows that people will live again. He said, "The Lord is God, worshipped by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So the Lord isn't the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. And there, J.D. Farag, I would be listening to him, and Jack Hibbs, he's coming up with a book soon. I believe it's on pre-order, but it's not coming out till February. It's called Living in the Day's Deception, and that's D-A-Z-E Deception. Living in the Days of Deception. And, you know, because there's a world around us that we cannot see. It's the angelic world, and it's invisible to us. And we're constricted by physics of this world, but they are not. And these are angels, and they're also fallen angels. Remember, the devil is an angel of light, so he can appear to be beautiful and he's smart. And these lies and this deception, they're gonna sound like, you know, a savior of this world. But we need to know, and we need to remember, that the savior already came, and he already was here, and he warned us about all this. So be reading the Bible, discern, and have the Holy Spirit in you, because that's the only way you're going to be able to tell the difference from everybody. And just know that this fall from church is already happening. It's already started. World War III is a spiritual battle. It's already happening. And just put on your armor of God. There's no weapons that are going to be used in this war. It's a spiritual battle, and you need the Holy Spirit. And I pray for all those people that slander my name and make up lies to make themselves look good. Because all I ever wanted was the truth and to be united. But there are people that use everything you say against you. And nothing to help you. And it's really easy to love people that give to you and that are nice. But the most important thing is to love people that are mean to you and that are your enemy. And pray for them because they're the ones that need help and they're the ones that are sick and they're the ones that Jesus would sit with if he was here. So I pray for you all, and Maranatha, just know that Jesus is coming soon.